This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security, where you can get a free doorbell camera. The first 40 Big O listeners call 1-800-ALARM-ME and get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield, and it includes an LED touchscreen, motion detector, three contacts, and backup battery. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Protect your family. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
Did you see what happened to John Stockton? What an idiot. All right, let me tell you a little story about John Stockton. First of all, John Stockton got his tickets from Gonzaga suspended because he refused to wear a mask. Okay? And the rules are the rules, man. You wear the mask, indoors, that's what they require. You wear the mask. Big deal. Wear it. What's the deal? And you're John Stockton, dude. You're an alumni. You're supposed to set an example. You know, all those kind of things. There we go. I got my media credential, and now I'm official. So Stockton gets his tickets revoked. That's it. He can't go. He refuses to wear a mask. And so they interview him, and on a radio show, he says about 150 athletes have died on the pitch, on the field, and on the hardwood from the vaccine. You believe that? Like, that hasn't happened once. We've been fortunate. I don't think any athletes even died from the virus itself. Maybe away from it or something like that, but nobody's died on the court. Not even from the virus, much less the vaccine. That's how radical and how much of a disgusting lie he put out there. But that's the ignorance we have. And I'll tell you a story about John Stockton that tells you that, and I talked about this years ago. If you followed me for a long time, you know what I talked about it. So we had a great announcer for the Miami Heat. You remember the Slammer? You know who I'm talking about? Dr. Jack, right? Jack Ramsey. So you remember Jack Ramsey, right? Jack Ramsey was probably the nicest man in the world. So when I was young in this business, ESPN would hire me to go follow Jack Ramsey around pregame. Okay, so I would go with my Marantz cassette deck. Okay, big old cassette deck. And my mic. And I would go with Dr. Jack. I was just like his producer, like. And ESPN will hire me and pay me for that for like the hour of doing this, because I would have to get the interview. I would hold the mic and Jack would interview the player, and it would be like the biggest players and coaches. Like, this is freaking Jack Ramsey, dude. So Jack Ramsey would walk into the Bulls locker room and say, "Hey, can we talk to Scottie Pippen? Can we talk to Michael Jordan? Can we talk to whoever? You name it, bro." It didn't matter. Larry Bird, whatever. And you know what those players did, right? What did they all say? No, let's go. Yes, sir. Let's go, Jack. Let's go. Like, no, I could never do that. Most of us could never do this in this business. That's freaking Jack Ramsey. Okay? Like, he's a stud, bro. Like, he's a great human. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, like, he is salt of the earth person. Not only was he a great coach, but he treats everybody like me, like I'm a schmuck, okay? Like I'm a nobody in this business. I'm just a producer grabbing the Marantz, and he is treating me like gold. That's who Jack Ramsey is. So one day, Jazz are in town, and we go into the locker room. And he goes, "Hey, can you get John Stockton for me?" And so the PR person walks over to John with me and with Jack. We walk up right up to Stockton. And he says, "Hey, John, can you do me a favor? Hey, this is Jack Ramsey. I'm sure you know him. Jack does a pregame interview for ESPN. Would you mind taking 5 minutes with him?" He goes, "No, I can't." Only person ever to turn down Jack Ramsey. And it wasn't like he was doing anything important. That moment right there, I lost all respect as a person. I knew John Stockton was a great point guard, a great facilitator, one of the great of all time. I mean, he is what he is as a player. But, bro, as a person, I lost total respect for him that day. Nobody turned down Jack, bro. Nobody. It was like a cool moment for me early in my career because I got really close to like a lot of great players. Not that I got to know them or anything like that. I was just holding the mic or whatever, but it was a cool experience early on. This is my first couple of years in the business. And I was stringing and UPI, AP. I mean, after a game, I was sending sound and it was like a phone coupler. And it was like these two wires that you would unscrew the mouthpiece of the phone, right? And then there are these two silver things that are there when you unscrew the old phones. And then you would get these grasshopper clippers, right? And you'd clip them on each one, and then it'd have a little mini out to put into your cassette deck. And then you'd send everything, whether it was a rap, whether it was sound, whatever it was, you know, or an interview. And that's how it sounded as clean as possible back into the studios over at whatever, AP, UPI, ABC, NBC, ESPN, all of those kind of things. Because back then, the digital age wasn't there yet. So everything was analog. Everything was done the way I was doing it back then. I would be stringing for 5, 6, 7 outlets after every game. But it was, hey, man, it's the only way to make extra money, man, was doing stuff like that. But it's crazy. And to see that he dissed him, that was just, like, disgusting, dude. Really, seriously.